Blog Talk Radio.
Rock Hammer Thing. Rock Hammer Thing.
Like a photo, music makes mellow, maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivation to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase.
Rock him a thing.
Oh, you gonna try to make like the last time? Uh-oh, what you gonna
rock him a thing.
Brother, no. Stop. No mixing today. People, what's going on? Woo. Every time we want to come on live, my man in the booth over there, Mike Ron, wants to be mixing stuff up. Every time he hears the beat, he likes, you know, he wants to like start acting like he has 10 turntables because, you know, we have about 30 people in here and he starts playing his music and he starts dancing around and I'm stuck to this panel and I can't go nowhere and I think that's very unfair. So I'm going to have to like fire him or start a protest movement. People on the side, you can catch the Benga out here live and direct from Los Angeles. Ooh, it was very difficult getting online. We barely made it. The server, too much server traffic, and then we got online. We had so many people online waiting to get to us. It crashed. I was floored. I mean, this is like the third time that has happened. So anyway, we're going to use our remaining minutes here. Thankfully, we have another show on Saturday. I'm going to have to find another carrier for the organization, but I don't know. Blog Talk's been very good to us. People, let's get straight to the groove. You heard Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim, follow the leader. But follow me as we go to the flow of the DRC so y'all will know. Man, that just actually rhymed. Today, the Enough Project. They're talking about blood minerals in DRC. Now, you're wondering, why is it they focus their attention on DRC all of a sudden? So the question people have been asking me is, Saeed, are they friend or foe? Are they down with the DRC or are they the DRC? So, you know, I actually know their co-founder, John, very well. We met up in a conference in Sacramento, outside Sacramento, about 2-3 years ago. So, you know, we haven't really got a chance to converse since then, unless I go to D.C. or he comes out to L.A. But their groove is basically they're advocating that these companies that make the games you use or PlayStations you use or whatever, or your cell phones, that they have to verify that the mineral is not coming from a place of conflict. And the DRC, which would primarily be most of the East Coast, the eastern side of the country, the Kivus, the Bukavus, the Gomas, the Matadi, you know, Matadi's on the West Coast. That's our only link to the Atlanta as a port. And my question that I was asking people is like, well, what do you think? And they're like, no, well, we don't know, because for the longest time, you know, Enough has been doing some things when it came to Congo. If you go to their website, theenoughproject.org, they have been doing things. You know, been talking about what's been going on. But it seems like ever since the ICC indictment came down for President Bashir of Sudan, they're cranking up the movement to raise awareness about the blood minerals in the DRC. That would be the coltan, that would be the tanzanite, that would be the, you know, there's a mineral you use in your cell phone that vibrates. They get that from Congo, literally. So the next time your phone vibrates and you look down, you better hope, you know, it didn't come at the cost of somebody's life. But the thing is, this has been going on for about 5-6 years. They're talking about how the minerals leave Congo, end up in the hands of Asian dealers. Well, how do you think it got there? But the one thing about the report that I did say is that they talked about how Ugandans, rebels supported by, and I don't know why they call them rebels. They're not rebelling against anybody. They're just a little bunch of little coward punk militias backed by Uganda, by Rwanda, backed by Congo, what have you. You know, they did mention Rwanda, but the biggest person that's responsible for this is Rwanda itself. Granted, Congo's airspace isn't that secure in the east. You know, you don't have, like, LAX or JFK out there or Logan International. And the borders aren't that secure because our army's all over the place fighting these militias that seem to pop up like dead roaches. No, dead roaches don't pop up. Like cockroaches, we'll say. But then again, Rwanda's been exporting minerals that they have for several years now. No one seems to know that. And you wonder, why is it now we're focusing on blood minerals? And on top of that, why we are not just outright saying, hey, look, most of these are coming through Rwanda. and Uganda, Paul Kagame, president of Rwanda, Museveni, president of Uganda, responsible for this. We can deal with the DRC, but they're responsible for this. And also, I'm seeing a lot of their press coming out, a lot of videos are coming out, and they're meeting and talking to folks, but I don't really see any comedies, you know, being made that they're partnering with in this. You know, it's a lot of times it's, you know, buy this or buy that, and partial adult, you know, partial contributions go to the cause back home, but it's almost like Greatest Silence that came out. It's almost like this play Rule in New York, and it's, again, another cause. All these, it seems like a lot of people just, you know, some people, their heart is in the right place, but at the same time, what about the people whose stories are making these people's advocacy possible? So when it comes to the blood minerals, okay, fine. People, let me tell you something. Kambala from Sons of the Congo did this a while ago, the sellout, where it was basically he was raising awareness about cell phones. And I commended that, and I was wondering why that didn't get much press. When they were talking about breaking the silence in reference to what's going on back home, that wasn't getting much press about their initiative. So I'm wondering why I see these parallel advocacy movements for the country when I don't see a unified movement for the country in reference to, you know, if I do something, I'm going to let John know, and, you know, hopefully he can process it, because he's all over the place traveling, stuff like that. But let him know, or he converse with me or what have you. But why is it that, you know, this is for the blood minerals, I'm not seeing any Congolese on a high level. It could be entertainers. It could be whoever it is. I really don't know. I'm going to ask some folks to go to D.C. in a couple of weeks. You know, our memorial is going to be in New York, August. Our second memorial is going to be in D.C., August. But I have no problem with what they're doing. I know they're in earnest. You know, they're talking about what's going on. You know, I know Nicole Richie video come out a little while ago that she was, you know, talking about the women, the rapes, and stuff like that. And if you go back to one of our earlier shows, I even talked about that, how it seems like the issue of the women being raped and the children being raped and things like that being made an issue. But again, we were at like, you know, 45, 50,000 women that this was happening to over the last 4 or 5 years. So now all of a sudden, why is it an issue? And what's supposed to be solved by it? You know, by raising awareness, one thing. What's the solution going to be happening? Is it going to be the 4 P's they advocate that another case? You know, peace, protection, prevention, and punishment. Well, we can agree with that, but what's the order that's going to be? For me, it's all about the, you know, the punishment will bring peace, because the prevention will happen through the persecution of those that have that committed these crimes. But for me, I have no problem with what Enough is doing in reference to their advocacy. They're raising awareness about what's going on back in DRC. They're advocating to get an envoy to go to DRC. Hopefully they won't get no lame duck envoy like they had UN Ambassador Susan Rice, you know, when she was basically Assistant Secretary for Africa and was basically had an agenda of basically selling out the Congo. So if they're going to get an envoy, let it be of someone that has help for the country and knows what the country is and what it can become, what it was before. Not get some regular, not some career envoy, some career politician that's like, oh, yes, I'm now the envoy for Congo, and he or she brags about it with their friends. We don't need that. It's kind of funny when you think about the person that's the envoy for Sudan grew up in Congo, children of missionaries. You know, he grew up in DRC Congo, not Brazza across the river over there. But he grew up in Congo, speaks fluent Swahili, or Kiswahili, as we call it. So we need to have someone that knows the culture, that knows the land. I remember being at our younger brother's wedding. Who was it? It was Yanga up in Oregon. There was this Anglo from, you know, from here. Who when the music came on, he was like having a seizure. He took off his jacket, came on the dance floor, was having a time, was doing the dance. And the thing that stood in my mind was, I asked him, who's this guy? And they said he lived in Congo. He knew the Congolese. He had love for the Congolese. And that's the need for the advocacy. So I don't know Nicole Richie's feelings. I mean, this one was like, what was that show she was on a little while ago, Paris Hilton, something like that? So for me, oh, I got an email here. Someone wants to know what's the phone number to call in. Well, in our remaining 4 minutes, the phone number you can reach me at, 646-595-2892, 646-595-2892. So hopefully the calls will get through, because they had Blog Talk's having survey issues, but Blog Talk's been good to me. I just got to make sure they're not using conflict minerals and anything they're doing. But they've been good to me, very good to me. Now back to the groove. What was that show that she did with Paris Hilton? Well, The Simple Life, something like that, or whatever. Well, I don't know what she knows about Congo. I don't know what she knows about the history. You know, if you want to come out and say it's the most dangerous place for women to live, why is that? If you want to come out there and say these women are getting raped and children getting raped and grandmas are getting raped, why is that? You know, this wasn't happening during Mobutu. I mean, you had your little crimes here and there under Mobutu. You had when he was basically trying to, like, relocate and exterminate the Baluba out of Katanga back in the day. But at this level, I mean, come on. It's not just happening. Because it's kind of funny, one thing that comes up, and we're going to talk about this over the weekend, is rumor was going around that the people, that this FDLR that's going around causing all these problems recently that has increased the pressure, they're actually Rwandan troops. They're not FDLR. Because remember, at first we had, well, I think 400 was going into Congo, 1,000 going to Congo, 2,000, 3,000. Then it became thousands of Rwandan troops were going to Congo. Then it said they left. Well, who was standing there actually counting them? Like, well, little ticket items. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's the video? So how do we know 2,000 went in and 1,000 came back and that 1,000 is the FDLR? And then on top of that, I'm getting reports that the people that are in Congo were saying they didn't even go, the Rwandans didn't go to the FDLR stronghold. People were telling them they were. They're over there. The Rwandans went in the opposite direction. So that's going to be a separate show sometime this weekend. We'll see. But for now, let's get back to our remaining 2 minutes here. I apologize for coming on the air late. We had some serious technical difficulty. But I said I was going to be on today, so I'm on today. And here I am in the remaining 2 minutes. So people, again, the Enough Project, again, they're talking about, you know, boycotting or raising awareness about conflict minerals, the thing that's being used in your cell phones, PlayStations, and all kinds of devices. So let's leave on this note. The next time your phone vibrates, that mineral comes from Congo. You need to know that some Congolese wasn't basically worked to death to get it out of the ground. Because you know how they pay a lot of these guys, the artisanals they call them? Well, these guys, for the most part, dig this stuff up with their bare hands and put it in a bucket and basically drain the water out. And the day's over. You know how they get paid? They don't get paid like in cash by these dealers who are going through Rwanda. And most of them are going through Rwanda. No, how they get paid for is they're given a bucket of dirt. And if there's gold in there, they can keep it. That's how they get treated. So people, as some people would say, that ain't right, and that's not cool. So shouldn't that be an issue? Child slavery, forced labor, it's not just about women getting raped. It's about an extermination. You can't isolate one aspect of the Holocaust during the 40s against our Jewish brothers and sisters. They weren't talking about just on the starvation. They were talking about everybody. So in this case, let's not just focus people on the conflict minerals. Let's not just focus people on the women being raped and the children being raped and the grandmothers being raped. Let's focus on people being exterminated in eastern Congo. All right? Let's think about that and what we can do to make a difference. We have time. Things will get better, and they are going to get better, whether people are going to like it or not. Next show, people, I'm going to talk about also the PSA I'm working on for Congo. I'm getting some of my people together in Hollywood, some of my people overseas. It's going to be a nice groove. So, people, what's going on? Send me an email. If you're listening now, you know you can see my email there. Shoot me an email what you want to talk about. We have a couple of other shows coming up, and we will not be late. If I have to log on a half hour early, I will do so. How much time we got left, my man, Mike Ron? How much time? We got time for some music? I really feel like hearing some house music right about now, but we'll hold off for the next show and do what we do and things like that. So people, blacktalkradio.com, Saeed Dabinga. Saeed Kekesi Dabinga coming live and direct from L.A. Can we break out of here in a few seconds? I see we got 10 seconds left here. People, stand with Congo, ride with Congo, advocate for Congo, and work with the Congolese and show the love. I'm out. Peace.
why it always says unknown.
How are you?
How's that lady running late? I thought she was going to leave earlier. I used to live in the West Valley. I know exactly where it is. So what? Don't say that to me about if I get a ride. I understand. I used to live out there. So what? Tell her to stay home. She can be when she comes back. Where is she now? Fine. We'll meet her over there. Fine. We'll meet the woman. She just better be. Fine. Did what? Well, you know, she's not doing me no favor. So what's she doing at the last minute? How she's doing something at the last minute? Are you talking about this or what she's doing at 5 o'clock? Explain that one to me. All right, so she knows it's going to be a 7. Fine, meet the woman. Anything, you know, whatever. She better be good. So I'm looking at your stuff here, and I got to do these doves. Nah, don't have to feel like I'm being blown off or I'm being, like, minimized here. I'm looking at your stuff as I'm talking to you. Hey, 15 minutes, you know, 15 minutes might be cool, and 15 minutes might be all right for some folks. But I'm trying to get all this stuff done by tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. So if I'm pushing stuff back, I don't have to say that back to you because you know you see what I do most of the time anyway. I'm doing this. So it's like 15 minutes, I got to push it back, and then I got to push something else back 15 minutes. That's what happens. That's where it comes from. So when folks are late, it's not just you. But when folks are late, it's like, I got to push everything back. So if I got to push stuff back, then what happens? Then everything else gets pushed back. So what the probably yeah, that's probably the reason why. What's not that serious? I am going to meet the woman. I'll be there at 7, and she just better be there at 7:15. So I want to get this thing cut because your stuff came out really good. And I can't carry this thing there because my leg can't happen. It's just it looks good. I like the way it looks. This guy's good. This guy's really good. I don't even know where he got this cut from. Don't ever say something to me about when I understand something. Because I understand everybody's scenario. But folks, guys, understanding me. You made it sound like she was. I'll be there. Good. She's doing it. She's very good. Yeah, because she can say it. Because my cousin, because the thing is, try to put yourself on this side of the phone when. Folks, it's like this. People are always going to have like some reason why they're late. I understand they get arrested or the house is burning down or they got deported. I can understand that. And I understand everybody has their appointments. I understand what everybody's doing. But you know what? It gets to a point where you get tired of always understanding people because usually when it stops in the beginning, it keeps blowing. And then you like to put the brakes on and it becomes a problem. That's all I'm saying. So my thing is, if she's coming from way out there, fine. My friend was coming from Valencia and I got rid of him. I didn't care. Because I'm like, yo, one thing you did that was real cool is when you text me, hey, I'm going to be late. It was like about 5 hours early. I'm like, okay, cool. That allowed me to like, not rush from school, get the grades, and do all kinds of stuff. That I appreciate. I don't care if her appointment's at 6:30. If she says 7, she got to be there by 7 o'clock. Only reason why, so I can get these dubs done and get them back to the editor, and I can do some more tracks and get this thing cut. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. But for me, you know, maybe it's something I'm taking on you, and I apologize if it does sound like that. But that's not the case. But it's becoming like a thing over the last couple of months with, you know, when you said you were sitting here when that lady called and said my jacket was late and you saw my reaction, how pissed off I was. Then the witch wants to call back and thinks she's going to get the rest of the characters. And I'm like, look, either get rid of the person you're working with or I'll get rid of you. Because why should my stuff have to be late, particularly when I put money on it? And she had, like, no answer for that question. I didn't like that stuff. I just don't like that. And it happens quite often, and I just get really tired after a while. It's like, I showed her after the set. I try to show everybody respect. I try to show everybody consideration and everything. But if I ask for one little thing, please don't be late, there's a reason why. And I just get tired when it seems like people feel like I'm in the wrong. And I'm just sharing that with you. Because I like what you said when you were here. Go see the Mexican. So I said to her, I'm going to go see the Mexican. And we think I pissed off, she did. So I'm like, no, screw it. Now I'm supposed to have my jacket here on Sunday. I wish you were here to see if she shows up. I'm just so irritated. So if that happens after a while, I just don't have that kind of patience anymore. I just don't. I don't care. If folks are going to be late, let me know like half the day early so I can like change some stuff around. I really don't care. I don't care if no one likes it. So what? I just don't want to do it anymore. It's causing me a problem. Now what? So if you got something to say or you have a feeling, let me hear it now. I won't be self-festering. No, I'm not. I'm done. Yeah, no problem. I'm done. Fuck that shit. If I'm done talking, that means you're not listening. So what's the fucking point? Fuck her also. Yeah, what's going on, Saeed? If you're about to get shined off, I called you back on the show. If not, if you're about, I just want your opinion on something. All right, later on. You know, when you say to someone, you're waiting to stop talking, that means you're not listening. You want me to fuck off. She better be by 7 o'clock. I'll be at her appointment at 7 o'clock. I got shit to be doing.
I'm always helping you understand. You're like, when I get a car, I understand. I used to live in the West South, and I had a car in the West South. I know exactly what she should have left earlier. Why are we pushing my whole schedule back when it comes to that shit?
Say something. Say something. Stop talking.
Watch. Hello.
Basically, I just felt like I was being taken for granted. Maybe thought, and it seemed like anytime I articulate that, people may seem like I'm crazy or something like that. No one wants to hear it from my point of view. So after a while, you're like, you get sick of seeing from everybody else's point of view, and you have to like, fuck, you get sick of that shit.
You're going to find that out. Understand? Think about your life. He's pissed. Again, 50 minutes late, because she's 50 minutes late, and they're going to be late because I know.
You know what I was doing when I was talking to you? I was doing my radio show. So, I still made it.
waiting for you to finish. Yeah.